Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. Our last interview dealt with a fictionalized version of what happens when a grown woman's rights are taken away from her, allegedly for her own good. It's a story that's playing out in real life with a 39-year-old multimillionaire performer, which brings us to our next installment of Weekend Watch Party. Watch Party is essentially book club, but for television. We all watch a show or a series that has a few layers to it, and then we'll discuss it next week on air. For the next installment of Watch Party, we're turning our attention to a New York Times documentary that debuted on February 5th on FX Channel and is now available to stream on Hulu. It's titled Framing Britney Spears. It is really a story about mental health, media bias, rights. The series has ignited conversations about accountability and misogyny in the entertainment industry. From her time as a rising star when she was just a teenager to her chart and MTV domination, her public romances, chaotic marriage, messy child custody battle, Britney Spears' life has regularly played out before a sea of paparazzi cameras. This new documentary asks viewers to consider the impact of relentless attention on her well-being, as media outlets treated her private life like a public reality show, one in which she hasn't always been a willing participant. It also explores how her father came to control her massive fortune and her life for her, quote, best interests, something she is now fighting in court. So listeners, we invite you to watch the documentary that's making so many waves this weekend, and then join us on Monday for a call-in about your thoughts about the film and what's happened since its release. With us now to provide a preview of the documentary and some important context for watching it is New York Times senior editor Liz Day. She is featured in the documentary and has done quite a bit of research about this. Liz, welcome to All of It.
Hi, I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
So for listeners, I want you to help us understand. Britney Spears was placed under conservatorship years ago. What is conservatorship and what situations is it typically invoked?
Yes. So conservatorships are these very unique, extreme legal arrangements in which someone, in this case, Britney, is deemed unfit to either one, take care of their personal life, their day-to-day life, or two, take care of their finances, or in Britney's case, both. So the judge appoints gives special powers to someone else, a conservator, usually a family member or a professional, to make decisions for that other person for them.
So how was it that this woman who had this empire, which she created herself and is the product of her hard work, what happened? What was the catalyst that put her under conservatorship?
Yeah, so in the film, we chronicle, you know, Britney's spectacular rise, her treatment by the tabloid press, and then we also focus on this really critical period in her life. It starts in late 2006 when she gets divorced from Kevin Federline, the father of her two children, and they get enmeshed in this custody battle. It's around the same time that the tabloids start really focusing on Britney and the paparazzi swarm her. And throughout 2007, she is publicly struggling in various high-profile incidents. She shaves her head, she attacks a paparazzi with an umbrella, and this all culminates in January 2008, in which she undergoes two involuntary psychiatric holds in the single month of January 2008. And the first day after that second hold, her father files for this conservatorship over her. Now, the records are sealed, so we don't know exactly what rationale or evidence was cited for the conservatorship, but we do know it happened during this very tumultuous period in her life.
So what limits does she have placed on her as a result of being under a conservatorship?
So at the high level, it can be summed up that basically she can't fully control her life or her career and her fortune. Very specifically, we know, according to the court documents, that her conservators are granted the power to limit and restrict who visits Britney. They have the power to retain 24/7 security over her. They have the power to make business deals for her, and they're just deeply, deeply involved in her finances.
My guest is New York Times senior editor Liz Day. We're talking about the documentary Framing Britney Spears, which is our weekend watch party. So, you know, a lot of people are under the glare of the spotlight. What was unique or uniquely bad about how Britney Spears was treated?
You know, we include a lot of archival footage in the film of Britney being interviewed by both tabloid reporters and also just mainstream press by Matt Lauer and Diane Sawyer. And it's really fascinating to watch because it feels like a fossil of a different era. Mm-hmm. You know, but even though some of these clips are just from, you know, 10 years ago, and she's being asked as, you know, as a young celebrity, a teenager in some instances, really provocative, invasive questions over whether she's a virgin, you know, does she have breast implants? You know, Britney, what do you say to people who criticize you for being a role model for kids and you're too sexy and this and that? And I think that's pretty unusual in that you wouldn't necessarily see that happen to the same degree mm-hmm. today. And then you also later saw, you know, her public struggles happened at the same time that the tabloid industrial complex was at its like highest power. And you see paparazzi just swarm her all the time. And you also see her become a national punchline where, you know, Britney is clearly struggling and people, instead of having a conversation about mental health or, you know, kindness and empathy, you know, she was just being laughed at and mocked.
So it's been really interesting. There has been this campaign called hashtag Free Britney that's asking for more transparency around her conservatorship. When did this start gaining popularity and why?
So the Free Britney movement at its earliest incarnation can be traced back to like almost as soon as the conservatorship is implemented. So there are people back in 2009 raising questions about, you know, her well-being and the awareness around her legal situation. But it really kicked off in 2019 due to this Britney fan podcast called Britney's Gram that got an anonymous tip from an anonymous paralegal who claimed that, you know, Britney was committed to a mental health treatment facility or a wellness facility against her own interests, or she didn't want to go. And I believe that that was really the catalyst for like the extreme end of the movement in which fans started going to the courthouse and, you know, holding rallies outside of the court hearings.
What is next for Britney legally?
So next for Britney legally is a court hearing on March 17th. And what people expect will happen is that Britney's court-appointed counsel will file further objections and more specific allegations against her father, Jamie, and the way that he has allegedly mismanaged her estate. So Britney's lawyer has made clear that Britney wants Jamie gone completely. The judge has not removed him and he refuses to step down, but it appears that they will be, you know, further fiercely fighting to remove Jamie.
Last question. As you watch this documentary, something that I found fascinating, because I really at first was like, I don't know about this. And I watched it and I found it to be a fascinating and well-reported documentary, was you forget how sort of on it she was as a young woman. Like mm-hmm, she was very mm-hmm. much in control of her image. She was articulate. She was clear about what she wanted. She was pretty good about shutting down haters initially. And sort of just the transformation as she clearly began to struggle really struck me. As you were reporting this, what was something that struck you?
Yeah, so I was also completely struck by that revelation. I really had no idea. Like a lot of people, I had the misperception that Britney, as a early celebrity, was kind of a talentless puppet or, you know, a fluffy pop star without real gravitas. And in going back and reporting this story and doing a lot of research, we learned that no, she very much so had a lot of control and authorship over her own success. She also worked incredibly hard. She was doing nonstop touring and press interviews, and she earned every penny, or she worked very hard to earn every penny in her fortune that, you know, she cannot control today. And I think also, you know, we were really impressed by the way she responded to a lot of this unfair criticism. You know, when you watch the Diane Sawyer clip and Diane is saying, like, Brittany, the wife of the governor of Maryland, said she would shoot you if she could because of the role model you play for young girls. And Brittany just reacts and says, ew, that's really sad. And listen, I'm not here to babysit anyone's kids, which I think struck, you know, the group as like a really smart and tough response, and certainly a better one than I would have come up with.
This weekend's watch party is Framing Britney Spears. It is available to stream on Hulu. New York Times senior editor Liz Day, you'll see her in the documentary. Thank you so much for sharing your reporting, Liz.
Thank you for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.